I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like safe care for yourself. Danae, it's been a while. What's going on? Tell me everything. It's been 4 months.
Yeah, we took a summer break and it was really nice.
It was needed.
Yeah.
We love doing this. Don't get me wrong. We love doing this, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But exciting things are happening. We're not going to talk about it, but exciting things are happening. So that's why we're back, you know? We just love coming to the people.
Yeah. And it's spooky season. So the time is right to come back.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to come back sooner, but the amount of things that came up before.
Yeah. And going to school has been a whole thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time felt right.
We just needed a break, and that's okay to take a break.
And we need a normalcy. And this is normalcy for us.
Yeah.
And seeing Ronan was always really special. So
yeah.
He had so much to get me caught up on.
He was crazy.
He's like, this is my hat.
My collection of 40 billion trucks.
Here's my crowns. I am impressed I caught him and his truck.
Yeah.
Without even looking at him.
That was a good catch.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of that.
Toddlers just bonking their heads multiple times a day.
So I would like to ask what you did for self-care this week, but just tell me what your self-care journey's been like, because it's been 4 months, so.
Yeah, just resting, kind of enjoying summer, doing some hikes, summer stuff.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about you?
Just trying to be healthier. I've been kind of, this sounds bad, I've been eating one meal a day because I haven't been really able to eat, and I've I feel fine.
Oh, okay.
I feel good. It's
one big meal a day?
Yeah, or? What we ate today is what I ate.
You didn't eat all day?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm doing fine. It's great, honestly. People call it intermittent fasting. I don't know. I don't do it every day.
So you just eat dinner?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Well, we went to Mount Princeton again. We were creekside this time. It was so, the other time was great. It was beautiful, but it was so much more beautiful. We were in the trees and everything.
Wait, when did you go the last time?
We went in May.
Oh, okay.
And then we went this last week for Christine and Marcus's wedding, and we stayed there. And we had a fireplace right next to the bed.
Ooh.
It was so amazing. I fell asleep to it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't an actual fire. It was the fireplace where you flip a switch.
Yeah, a gas one.
And it was so cold. So.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love falling asleep by the fire. We turned ours on. Oh, it's amazing. I fell asleep
so
great. Today, actually.
I want us to get
15 minutes.
I want us to get the Switch one. I don't know.
It's just so much easier.
It's so much
easier.
As
much as I love actual
But then you get the times where the smoke is pouring in the house and you're no, thank you.
Well, yeah, if you don't open the flue.
Well, we have one at the cabin, and every so often it just
does it get clogged or something?
Yeah, that's probably.
A hazard.
Well, and then it's fixed, but there's that time where the smoke comes in, you know?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, so it's been a journey. We took a hiatus, if you will, I guess. And I think it was good. It was necessary. We're back.
Yeah, it was needed.
We're back and ready to be back. So
Are you going to tell me about today?
Okay, so this is going to be hopefully posted before Halloween. Was there any from your childhood, movies that you had to watch and it wasn't Halloween?
That are Halloween themed, or what?
Yeah,
do you mean?
Yeah,
Edward Scissorhands, Sleepy Hollow, Beetlejuice. You know, I love Beetlejuice. I mean, trying to horror movies. We used to just go to Blockbuster.
Horror movies, or even the cartoons,
Jeepers Creepers. I don't know. There was a lot.
You're going to love this then. Okay, so growing up, I always liked, like, the Disney. Like, there's one where, like, Mickey Mouse and, like, the boys are trick-or-treating.
Oh, cute.
There's a line in it where it's like, your little white house turns green. And I sang that the entire time we were painting our house green. And Keith is like, what are you doing? And I was like, don't worry. Halloween, you'll see it. Okay. So another one I really liked was The Adventures of Ichabod Crane.
Oh, yeah.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite Halloween things.
I love Sleepy Hollow. We watch it every year. Like, and the Tim Burton one.
The Tim Burton one.
Because I love Johnny Depp.
So I'm going to tell you about The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, a little backstory.
Oh.
Because the Headless Horseman's, like, my favorite Halloween thing. Like, yeah, I literally have a picture of me at the zoo pretending to hold a pumpkin.
I love it.
But, yeah. And I'm going to be really focused on the Disney one because it's the best one. It's The Adventures of Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad. And I know you love Wind in the Willows. So, yeah.
It's been so long. Like, I can see, like, the character in my head, but, like, I don't even, like, really remember it.
It's not Halloween until I've watched that.
Yeah.
And I've watched it numerous times for this. All right. So, as always, our show notes are going to, like, include sources and everything. So, when I was like, you know, looking at this, I was just like, well, let me find information. In 2020, that was the 200 year anniversary of that book. So they did an expose, and the guy went to, it's called Tarrytown, but there's areas of it that they call Sleepy Hollow. That's what it was based on. And that's,
it's like,
where,
in Pennsylvania or something, right? Or
no,
like
New York. Yeah. Okay. Uptown New York.
Like, upstate. I'm so stupid. Uptown New York.
Well, I said, yeah, uptown.
Upstate.
Guys, we have Uptown Colorado. So uptown, sorry, girl. She's been living. Okay. Anyways, so Sleepy Hollow, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, was written in 1820, and it was written by Washington Irving, and this was the first American ghost story.
Ooh,
spooky. So it's an hour north of New York City, and yeah, it's called Tarrytown, but, like, part of it's Sleepy Hollow. So during this, like, documentary, it was right next to a graveyard, and they're walking through.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, that's the bridge. We all know the bridge.
The bridge, yeah.
All right. So I listened to the story of Sleepy Hollow, and I got to be honest with you, there are so many things about it that are not okay. So I'm going to tell you the story.
Like, you mean, like, politically correct? Okay,
yeah.
Just like,
there's a lot of racism and sexism and all the isms.
Sorry, when was this written? 1850?
1820.
1820, yeah.
So, sure. But I was just like, I'm going to tell the story of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So, basically, this town was called Sleepy Hollow. It's not Tarrytown, but it was Sleepy Hollow, and that's where the story is based out of. And the entire town is haunted by the story of a headless horseman, and he was a Revolutionary War veteran who lost his head. And when it, like, there were several different stories, like when it got knocked off by, like, a bomb or whatever, but that's how he lost his head. And this town was like, oh, he's still around. And everyone knew about it. It was really scary, but everyone just kind of stayed out of the forest because that's where you would see him. So this guy named Ichabod Crane,
who was name. Ichabod. Could you imagine naming your kid that?
I mean,
like, so bad.
Do you call like your kid?
For short.
Oh, look, it's Icky.
It's Icky.
I hate that so much.
Exactly.
It does sound Icky.
It's the worst name.
All right, so he comes to town. He's the local school teacher. And this is back when school teachers got paid more of a fair wage and people were kinder.
Respected?
Yes, respected. By the way, if you're a teacher, we respect you, but we know that you have to deal with some bullshit. So he came from Connecticut, and he came to this town to make a difference. And everyone was like, just don't go in the forest at night. Like, they've told him about the story, and he's like, LOL.
Okay,
lols.
So do you think he, like, in this version, do you think he's, like, hot like Johnny Depp? Or is he, like, he kind of gangly like in the cartoon?
Sent down my phone. I got all the information I need. All right. So basically, in the story, the one I know, the Disney version,
uh-huh.
Also, Bing Crosby is the voice of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Bing Crosby has a lovely voice, but Bing Crosby is problematic on his own. Look it up, what he said about, like, his daughter shouldn't live with a man or she's, like, a whore. Okay. Yeah, he's problematic, but he has a beautiful voice. Sorry, I take all the fun things. I'm like, did you like Elvis? Well, let me tell you some stuff about Elvis. I ruined Elvis for my sister. I'm just kidding. I didn't, but she agrees with me on things I've said. Anyways, but Bing Crosby did the voice. And if you guys are wondering, who's this Bing Crosby? Just turn on the radio around Christmas. He's famous for being in the movie White Christmas. So great person to pick for that. So anyway, so Ichabod Crane is described as gangly. Hard relate. However, they're like, gangly, and he's really skinny. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And they're like, and his feet are as big as shovels. Okay, and his nose was massive and his head was tiny. Oh.
Okay.
Because I was like, hard seems relate like to the gangly. Yeah, hard relate to the gangly. I was like, me and Keith, we just get it.
Say he's tall.
Yeah, like, you don't God have damn. To like, yeah, they said his feet were like shovels.
Shovels, Jesus.
But in the version I love, it is kind of like he's awkward, but like women are into it.
Yeah, like, and that, I feel like that's similar to the Tim Burton one where it's like, he's definitely a weenie, but he's like smart hot, you know?
Yes, and I think, okay.
Like, there's an aspect to being, like, nerdy and stuff that's, like, that's hot.
And this, oh, absolutely. And yeah. This movie kind of gives, like, Beauty and the Beast vibes a little bit.
Okay.
And I'll get into that because, like, he's walking down the street. That's literally the words of the song that they're singing. But you know in, like, Beauty and the Beast when they're singing about how strange Belle is and she's, like, awkward, I can hear you? Just her fucking
face.
Yeah, they're like, who's that man walking down the Ichabod? And they're like,
he's got shovels for feet and his head is so tiny. Like, wow. Okay. Can a man just exist? Jeez.
I think that's the first time I've ever said that. Right. Can a man exist? I mean, they do. Good for them. They can walk around at night. Anyway, so he's walking in the town and, like, people are like, oh, who's this guy? He's different. It seems like a small town, you know, small town vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately they describe her as a coquette, which I looked at into it, and it is somebody who's flirtatious.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it so many times. I'm like, what does coquette even mean? And her name is Katrina Von Tassel.
Mm-hmm.
And she is super hot and she's very, very busty. So
she's got male bitties. Sorry.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
Come on, Danae, be respectful.
God, I got it. Tiggle bitties. Wrong.
Get it right. Anyways. But she's like really pretty. However, Ichabod Crane is very interested in her because of her beauty, but also her dad's very, very rich.
Who doesn't love a rich person?
I mean,
Yeah, and that's Christina Ricci in the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, in the version I'm more referring to, she's like blonde. It's I would say probably like Margot Robbie, Sydney Sweeney kind of vibes in the cartoon if I had to like cast them as people nowadays. So he's very interested in her, but there's another man in town named Brom Bones.
Yeah.
And this is where Beauty and the Beast comes in, because he's reading the book. Belle's reading the book when she comes into town.
Mm-hmm.
And Brom Bones reminds me of Gaston.
Like, I love Gaston. He's such a douche.
And you know,
my favorite part of that movie is when, like, he's telling his, like, who's that guy? His, like, friend, LeFou or whatever.
LeFouy?
Yeah, and he's just like, LeFou, I've been thinking. And the guy's just like, a dangerous thing to be sure. Like, oh my God.
Oh, I love that.
It's so funny.
That's like, amazing.
Gaston, you should not be thinking. What are you doing? Stop that.
But he kind of has that like same build. And, you know, I thought it was crazy. And I kind of like listened to a podcast and I'm like, does it remind you of Beauty and the Beast? And I'm like, okay, so I'm not crazy for thinking that.
Well, they used to also use a lot of those same like character, like the animators would use 100%. Things over and over again. So it could very likely be, you
as
know,
yes,
aesthetically speaking,
1950 was when this was made, and Beauty and the Beast was 1994.
Yeah,
so that's where it was like a little bit like, because I would be like, oh yeah, if it was like, you know, like Snow White, because it's so close. But yeah, like there was a little bit of a gap, but it just kind of gave me that vibes. So the women of the town really like Ichabod Crane. He leads a choir class. And
he loves children. Like, that's hot.
And he's great with children. Smart. He's the school teacher. here's where it gets a little iffy. Is he's great with kids, don't get me wrong. Okay. But he tries to hit on the moms. And he'll hit on the moms if they're very good cooks. And he literally even
has... So we can get a free meal?
Yeah. So he's...
I mean...
You know,
I love that for you. Like,
and it works. And he's very likable. And he also, he'll walk kids home after class, especially. And I tell you this because if their mom's a good cook, he'll walk them home.
And then it's like polite to be like, here's a little snacky.
But also, he brings gossip.
Oh, I love him more.
Yeah. Right when I heard that, I was like listening. I was like, I mean, come on.
A man with some tea?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll give you tea and whatever meal. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make you some snacks. Give me the tea.
But he was like, yeah, he was a good school teacher. Since he came from Connecticut, sometimes he would stay with people, but a lot of the time he would just spend at the schoolhouse, you know, kind of like.
Like he slept there?
Yeah.
It's like when you're a kid and you just like see your teacher outside of school and you're like, wait, you don't live at the school?
Yeah, it was weird. He actually like, but like in that respect, they were
right. He actually did live at the school.
But like I said, teachers were more respected. So a lot of people were willing to let him like eat dinner with them. But sometimes he'd sleep at the schoolhouse. And I think he did that like if he was a little bit late or whatever. But it wasn't like, there wasn't a consistent place he kept going. Okay. And he also needed transportation.
Okay.
So one of the farmers, because he lived near the forest.
Sure.
You know the story, but he lives near the forest. And one of the farmers let him borrow a horse named Gunpowder. I just want to do a side note. When you name an animal something, they never live up to what that is. That's why with my family, we go with animals or places. Okay. Dog number one, bear. Dog number two, Kalahari, like the Kalahari Desert.
Kalahari. Wow.
Dog number three, Lucky, a little bit different. However, my dad called him Duck.
Lucky Duck.
Number four, Tiger. Number five, Aspen.
So you're saying they don't live up to their names?
No, we named them after places or animals. So, you know, like we wouldn't be disappointed if we named them Gunpowder and they were not fast.
Oh.
Oh, also my sister's dog's name is Rex. So we like animals and places.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Thought that was fun. So Gunpowder did not live up to his name.
He was a slowie.
He was very slow.
I mean, he's trying his best.
He's just one horse.
He's like, you guys fucked up by naming me Gunpowder. Yeah. That's not on me.
Whose fault's that?
It's not my destiny to be fast.
Yeah. It's your destiny to name me better. Name me after another animal or a place. Yeah. Name me molasses. Maybe I'll be quicker. I don't want to live up to that. So the Van Tassel, Katrina, seemed like she liked Braun, but also like...
Well, she had her options open.
Yeah, you know? She had her options open. She was attractive. She gets
the pick of the party, you know?
But people are like, do you think she dated Ichabod or was like interested in Ichabod to like piss off Braun Bones? Because in the story, she's always like, oh, he's so annoying. So Braun.
Wait, about Braun or about Ichabod?
She thought Braun was annoying. Oh. She'd always roll her eyes. I'm like, well, obviously she likes Ichabod. Okay. So during one of these choir rehearsals or whatever, Braun would like sit outside and he'd like make a dog howl. Because clearly he doesn't have much
people or?
No, just to like mess up their singing.
Oh.
So they had to like call it.
Bro.
Yeah, I know. He's so immature. So basically a lot of the story is Braun trying to get Katrina and Katrina being like, how immature? And then going with Ichabod.
Okay.
So the Von Tassels threw a Halloween party every year. And obviously Ichabod Crane's going to go to this and Braun Bones is there. Mm-hmm. But because Ichabod would kind of laugh when anybody was like, ooh, the Headless Horseman. He's like, oh, mm-hmm. Sounds fake. And they're like, no, it's real. So Braun Bones is like, I got this. So that night, you know, it seemed like Katrina was going to pick Ichabod and those two were going to be together. But Braun was like, I don't like this. So he told the story of the Headless Horseman, what happened to him, and what happens at night, like when you're going home, you have to cross the bridge to get away from him. Like once you get through the forest, it was like this big thing. Like once you pass that bridge, my friend, your night is going to end or something.
Wait, he can get you at the bridge or he can't get
you? Once you pass the bridge, you're good.
Oh, okay. But you have to pass it.
And Ichabod Crane would take that bridge during the day when it was safe. But that night, he had to travel back in that area. And what they didn't know was they were telling him the story and it really scared him. Because it's around Halloween. It's scary.
Sure, yeah.
So later that night.
Bron did a good job with the ghost story.
Yeah. So later that night. This is the main part of the story. I want to give you the background. So Ichabod Crane is like, you know what? It's late. I'm going to go to the schoolhouse. Like I said before, the schoolhouse is located near the forest where this happens. Past the bridge.
Okay.
As he's leaving, he's just like kind of on edge. Have you ever had that night where like you watched a scary movie and then like your friends leave and you're by yourself and you're
And you're just like scared.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I guess I will turn all the lights on in my house.
The first time I ever watched Halloween, I went to my friend's apartment. He lived off like Colorado Boulevard. He doesn't live there anymore, so I'm triangulating his situation. So I went there. I had never seen Halloween before. And we're talking like I was like 21, 22.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the first ones I watched were the Rob Zombie.
Ugh, I hate those. I'm sorry. Rob Zombie, no.
But I was so
too
scared.
Too fucking much.
Like, I had to get gas, and I swear to God, I kept seeing Michael Myers, like, and I was like,
coming for me.
Yeah, and scary movies really don't get me, but that one got me, too. And also, like, that was a lot to take in, because Rob Zombie movies are...
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, a lot. So, anyways, so I'm just like, yeah, that we've all had that feeling where we just watched something that was much too scary. We're by ourselves. We're going home. However, he is only on a horse in the middle of the forest.
And like it's dark as fuck in 1820.
Yeah. And all these people are
didn't have streetlights.
The headless horse. No, they didn't.
That shit's all like by candlelight.
But they did have fireflies, which we don't have anymore.
But did they have fireflies in October? That's like a summer thing.
I'm not a scientist, Danae. I don't know about fireflies.
I don't know.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's Fireflies 2010. It's fine. I was just quoting that song Fireflies by Owl City.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, it's sorry. Fine.
I was like, what are you even talking about?
Kim's gone off the rails. Anyways, so he's traveling home. I just want to set the scene of, like, how scared he was. He's on this horse. And gunpowder, as I've mentioned, does not go fast at all. Gunpowder is just clopping along.
No need for speed.
And he starts hearing running. And he's like, oh, my God, because he's already on edge.
Running for, like, a person or a horse?
Just in the forest. He hears running.
Okay.
Clopping of a horse.
Oh, a horse. Okay.
And he's freaking out. And he's like, come on. And Gunpowder's like, bro. Chill. And Gunpowder's just sitting there eating grass at some points. And he's like, oh my God, we need to get home.
I feel like Gunpowder should be like, usually, you know, you like trust your animals. Like if you're like, okay, I'm being unreasonable. If my dogs are freaking out, then I would have a reason to freak out. But they're not freaking out, so I'm not freaking out, you know?
I've told the story of me and Ruger walking around the apartment, like looking behind doors. Yeah,
horses are also very, very smart.
Yeah, and if your horse isn't worried, technically you're not going to be worried.
Yeah.
But he was, you know, he was on edge. And he hears clopping, and then he just realizes it's just like some stuff blowing against a log.
Oh.
The cat's cattails?
Yeah, yeah.
He notices it's that, and he's like, that's hilarious. That's crazy. And he's laughing and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, God, I'm so on edge. And then all of a sudden, he hears shrieking. And he hears actual clopping. And he sees the headless horseman.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's holding a pumpkin. And he's searching for his head. That is the biggest thing, is the headless horseman needs a new head.
He needs a new head.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like, give me yours.
Are you going to blame him? I'm sure not.
He's like, I need a new head for each season. Like, he's not trying to have the same head.
Yeah, he accessorizes using his head. So he starts chasing after Ichabod Crane. And suddenly Gunpowder's like, oh, this is a threat.
Okay, so Gunpowder's not just like...
So they're going. They're trying to lose him. And it's just like this crazy race. And he's just in his head. He hears Brombones saying, you have to... And also, I'm sorry if I say Brahm or Braun. It's kind of like I heard both versions. But
I thought it was Brahm.
Brahm. Well, if I've said Braun, because I think I have a few times, I'm sorry. Okay. So anyways, they're racing through. And it's said, because no one was there, that Ichabod Crane remembered what Braun said about once you pass the bridge, you're good. And he's like determined, gunpowder's determined. There's just a lot of like trying to lose him and realizing that he's like straight on the tails. Go through the area. And that's it.
Wait, so he crossed it or what?
We don't know.
Oh.
It's what? Just... He that's saw the headless story? Horseman. No, not necessarily, but that's what we know.
Okay. And this was all the like real facts, or this is like, because wasn't there an actual guy?
No, this is just all... a story.
Okay.
But like, it's kind of like, that's what we know. Okay. But that's not where the story necessarily ends.
Okay.
Everyone is like worried about him because he's so respected by the community. And, you know, Katrina really liked him. But nobody hears from him again.
Oh, just like ever?
Ever. Gunpowder the next day is at the farmer's. He went back to the farmer because, you know, he wasn't technically Ichabod's, but he was using him. So he went to the farmhouse and they found him and his saddle was gone. There was no saddle. However,
they didn't find a headless body.
They kept going around. They kept trying to find stuff. And they went back along the path that they assumed he took. And they found his hat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is crazy. But then near where the hat was, there was a pumpkin. A broken pumpkin.
Uh-oh.
And the biggest mystery of the story is like, what happened to the school teacher?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, did the school teacher, because nobody knows, did he make it? And the headless horseman just throws his head at him as a last ditch effort, or what happens? So the big part of the story was like, did Ichabod Crane skip town because he didn't want to be the schoolmaster anymore?
That seems random.
Yeah. And so like, that's the big part. What I like about this story is there's really no ending that makes sense. So people like, it's the first ghost story, but it was told so well that it's timeless because it's like, what happened? And it ends with Katrina and Brahm Bones end up getting married.
Boo.
Boo.
Huh.
But the story is, it's really good, but it's very descriptive. But a lot of the descriptions are just like, oof. So I was like, I'm going to retell it with like today's standards and everything.
Okay.
The Johnny Depp story, it's good because I've been like watching that too. It's not the same story.
No, because he's not a school teacher in that one. He's like a, almost like an early like criminal forensic kind of investigator almost.
So they took some serious creative liberties with that one.
Yeah, and he was like sent to Sleepy Hollow to like basically investigate the Headless Horseman thing and like figure out what's going on.
And then he becomes a victim.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was always like something as a kid. I always loved this story. And what made me do this story is as we were driving home, there's someone down my street who has one of the animatronic headless horsemen.
Oh, cool.
And it is the coolest thing ever. And every time we pass by it, I'm like, I'm going to tell the story of the legend of Sleepy Hollow. I might not do a great job of telling it, but it needs to be told. The story's good. It's just that language of the... of 1820 is also really hard to understand.
Yeah.
But that guy was like the first like ghost like writer and everything. And I think it's kind of cool. It's the first American ghost story.
That's so cool.
But yeah, if you guys need anything entertaining, please watch the Disney version. It has Bing Crosby, and Bing Crosby does a lot of singing.
Is that on Disney? Like the Disney Plus or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was something I watched as a little kid with a VCR.
Yeah.
And then a few years there, we didn't have a VCR. Right. And it was like everything you bought had to be on Amazon. And I remember there was like probably 10, 15 years where I didn't see it. And I was like really sad. And then like one day I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I'm buying it. And then every year since then, it streams now. So it's crazy what the technology does. But yeah, that's the story of Sleepy Hollow in easier to understand terms and Kim's side notes about the story. But it's a good story.
It's a good spooky Halloween story.
Yeah. Well, if you guys want to rate us 5 stars, we would love that. Our Instagram is Mysterious Mavens Pod, and that's just on Instagram.
If you have any like story suggestions or comments, concerns, whatever, you could email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We sound like a teacher. If you have comments, concerns, just let us know.
Just let us know.
But yeah, we're coming back, so we're going to have to get used to this whole podcasting thing again.
It's true.
It's hard going back. But
I think we can, sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. We didn't say self-care yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
God, it's like we forgot how to do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself. Yay. All right. Actually, bye.